So 80% of your problems can be solved today if you do these five things. Let's talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your fantastic face. Whatever you're doing in the world, hope you're crushing it. I hope you're doing good. I hope you're dominating your goals. And if you don't have any goals, let's get some. Let's go dominate it together. Quick update. I am 25 weeks post-op. I feel good. Yesterday, I did a 24-inch box jump. I am jogging. I am broad jumping. I am jump roping. I'm doing good, guys. Thank you so much for everyone's sweet, sweet messages on Instagram and Facebook and just being a part of my life. It means a lot to me. So thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching my progress. And it's actually been fun to be able to get through things, to be able to overcome some things. And I just want to say thank you so much for your prayers, your thoughts, and your sweet messages. All right, let's talk about this. So 80% of your weight loss problems can be solved by these five things. Now, we could add things to this list, but I just want to go through this simple list. That way, if you're driving to work today and you wanted to listen to me and you only had 15, 20 minutes, that's how long most of my podcast episodes are. I'm not here to bore you. I'm here to educate you. I'm here to help you. So number one, this is a big one. This is a huge one. Managing stress. If you could manage your stress, good things are going to happen. Because if you're high stress, you have a higher chance of stress eating and a lower chance of working out. If you're able to manage your stress, some good things. We went for a walk last night, and as the weather's getting nicer here in Texas, we start walking. And we have this really cool, awesome, it's more of like a cycling stroller. You can put it on the back of a bike, but we push it instead of pull it. And it's been awesome. It's something we got as a gift, or we purchased it. I don't remember. It's been years. But we go for walks. And we were talking about this last night. We wear our little heart rate monitors. We kind of see where our heart rate's at when we're walking. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to toot my wife and my horns here a little bit. We do a lot of HIIT training. We do a lot of kettlebell training, which keeps our heart rates pretty high when we're doing that. So in our maximum heart rates zones, we're about 80 to 90% of the time. We're going to stay in those zones, 80% and 90% of our maximum heart rate, at least for up to 15 to 20 minutes. But when we're walking, our heart rates don't get in those 80%, those red zones, yellow red zones. It doesn't get that high. So when we're walking, it's more of clearing our mind, talking to each other, letting go of our stress. A great stress management tool, walking. It will help get us more steps. And I was looking at my watch. I got over 15,000 steps yesterday. It's going to help with weight loss. It's going to help with my Achilles. It's going to help with our stress management. I mean, it's just a big, big, big build. If you're thinking about starting to work out, you don't know where to start, go for a walk. Get your walking in. That's such a great thing. If you're overweight, go walk. It's so good, man. It just clears your mind. It's good for your heart. It's good for your body. I'm not gonna say it's gonna get your heart rate really, really high unless you're really out of shape. But it's just good. It's a great way to manage your stress. Another great way is to strength train. I mean, I'm telling you, if you get into the gym and you work out and you strength train and you have a trainer, if you don't know what the heck you're doing, it's gonna help with that. It's gonna help. You're gonna get all that crap out of you. When you're picking up a kettlebell and you're swinging it, or you're doing deadlifts, or you're overhead pressing. I think too many people online, too many people on Instagram, they think too much, man. They think too much. And they put too much emphasis on the science. Really, it comes down to just managing your stress. If you have children, you don't have time to think about all the science. You don't have time to think about every single workout. Just start. Just start exercising. Start strength training. 30 minutes a day, you're going to feel so much better. Your stress levels are going to go down. Such a great way. I don't mind journaling. I don't mind meditation. I don't mind breathing exercises. I think all those things work. But I think in time, it's hard for us to slow down our mind and do those things. So why not go pick up some heavy weights? That'll help you manage your stress. Number two, getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Man, I've been sleeping so, so good. I have a dog. We have a dog. Her name is Lady. She's old. And especially right now, she's a big, big scratcher licker because of the changes of weather, her allergies. And so, my goodness, she drives me mad. We have to put her in her little room. It's so much better instead of having her on the floor and next to the bed. I mean, she's a licker and it drives me insane. So we got to put her in her room. She's fine. She has a nice little bed in there. And I have slept so good because I'm such a light sleeper. I'm telling you, if you get good sleep, it's going to mean that you're going to be less hungry. It also makes hard choices, man. It makes the hard choices easier. It's going to help you want to go work out. I feel great today. I feel so good. We just recently bought a little sound machine. So we've used our phones for years, but I told Kate, I said, we got to start using a sound machine because I don't want to waste our batteries so much on our phones. And we were using Apple Music, Sleep Sounds, which is a great playlist on Apple Music if you get a chance to listen to it. Sleep Sounds, you have trouble sleeping. But I like the brown noise, the white noise, all the noises. And recently we've been listening to rain and the rain and the thunderstorms. Every night at our house, it's raining. It's raining. So, I mean, it just feels good. I just feel like I'm in a better mood. Just feel it because then I can be better for my kids. I can be better at work. I can be better for my employees. I can be better for you. So make sure you're sleeping. Make sure you're sleeping. Sleep is so important. Number three, being consistent, building consistent plans, routines. This is a big one. So without a plan, it's going to be hard to stick to your habits. It's going to be really, really tough. I've told you this before in the past on a lot of my podcast episodes. My workout time is so important to me. I'm not going to allow anyone to get in the way of that workout time. And that should be something for you too. It should be that everything happens at the same time. Everything, every single thing happens at the same time. I will work out at the same time. I will do the same stuff when it comes to using the same tools, doing some same mobility stretches, all these things because it helps me. And I want to take the thought process out. So every single day is usually the same stuff. I'm not talking about the same exercises. I'm just talking about it's usually the same things. So whatever you're doing, the routine is a big deal. If you floss every night, if you floss every morning, if you brush your teeth, if you make your bed, which I highly recommend making your bed, even if it's your side of the bed, make that bed. And I think having a bedtime that's the same time, getting off your devices, especially for your children, it's going to help. Establishing that routine will help you. Set up your calendar. Look at your calendar. Kate's really great at setting up her calendar. And she does a really good job about it. She likes to write everything down. I'm more of an iPhone in the brain type of guy, but she writes everything down on a calendar, which helps us all out. So everything, every single thing. All right, we got number four. I think this is a big, big one too. Moving in between your workouts. So what I mean by that is moving is key. Like I was saying about the walking, you want to get at least 10,000 steps a day. But you may be thinking, well, Andrew, I can't get 10,000 steps a day. It's going to be way too hard. I work in an office. Well, you're going to have to get your butt up and go up some stairs or down some stairs or outside. You got to tell your boss, hey, or if you're the boss, hey, I'm going to get up. I'm going to go do these things. This is important to me. Yesterday when I came home from the gym, my almost three-year-old, she was sitting there, and I said, hey, let's go outside. Let's go kick the soccer ball. Man, she lit up. She was pumped. Even though she can't kick a soccer ball worth a darn right now, which is fine. I don't care. But it was exciting to get out there and just kick with her. Just have a good time. Get some more steps in. Get some more movement in. I think a lot of times the reason why you're just so bored with life is because you don't do anything with it. Simple. You don't have to go on a big time vacation. You don't have to go somewhere to enjoy life. Do it right in front of you. Get up and play with your kids, your grandkids. Throw the ball with them. Go for a walk with them. Talk to them. Enjoy it. And that's going to help get you more steps in. The more movement you get in between your strength training stuff, the better off you're going to be. Get more athletic again. Have fun. Enjoy it. And lastly, this is a big one. This is a good one, but it's a big one. The 80-20 guideline. 80-20. I like 80% of the time you're eating nutritious foods and 20% of the time you're blowing it. And that's okay. I'm not talking about you're going to go and you're going to have a cheat day. I'm just saying you're going to go enjoy a hamburger, a couple slices of pizza. I highly recommend don't drink your calories. Now, if you have a beer, that's fine. But I'm talking about sweet soda, sweet juices, those things, because they have a lot of calories in them. If you cut those out, you're going to start losing weight, I promise. So 80-20, 80% of the time, 20% of the time, 80% you're eating good things, 20% of the time you're not. And that's okay. And I think if you do this, it's really going to help your mental clarity. It's going to help you stay focused. I'm not a big 75 hard guy. I'm not a big just eliminate everything. Do things small over time, because I think after you finish 75 hard, it's hard to keep going at that pace. And that's okay if you've done it. I have nothing against it. I think it's a great tool. I just think for you, you just need to be consistent. That's it. Just be consistent. 80% of the time, I'm eating really good things, protein, I'm eating my carbs. I've been eating a ton of eggs here lately. I love eggs. I think eggs are fantastic. And no, the fat won't make you fat. The fat helps your brain. That's good fat, like an avocado. So don't put so much emphasis on food. You'll make better choices as you go. As you get more fit, you'll make better choices, because you're going to want to look better. You're going to feel better. You want to lift more weight, no matter your age, no matter anything. Okay. So incorporate that in your week, in your day. And I'm telling you, 80% of the weight loss problems can be solved by these five things. So have fun with it. Enjoy what you're doing and attack it. Okay. Attack it. You know what? That's it. That's all I got today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being supportive of Bustos Training. Go and check us out on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, whatever, all the blah, blah, blahs. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat. See you later.